The man-made Gosling Creek Reservoir at Orange in central west New South Wales is a popular recreational area and haven for birds. Big nomadic water species like pelicans are a rarity here. But here on a morning visit doing my research, I've been lucky enough to see one.
Oh wow, look at that. He's just taken off.
Oh, look at that. I wonder That's where he's going. Huge. Just over to the other side of the lake, do you think?
Yeah, he's just starting to glide now. He's not gaining any more altitude.
And just landed just on the other side of the lake. Oh well, that was magnificent to see.
Hi, I'm Melanie Pierce, bashing through a bit of lakeside bush, probably inappropriately wearing heels, investigating this week's question put to Curious Central West.
Curious Central West. You ask the questions and the ABC investigates.
I'm Liz Murphy and I'm a teacher on leave from school, and I've always been fascinated about pelicans when I see them. My family come from Forbes, and so when I go up there I see lots of pelicans around in the waterways, in the air, but round Orange I never seem to see any pelicans. Is there any reason that they don't come here? And I was wondering, does rain or wet courses and the amount of water in the water table affect where pelicans are going to be and where they're going to land?
Well, Liz, we put your question to a couple of scientists and they gave similar answers. One of them, ecologist Milton Lewis, who until recently worked in the Central West, backed up Liz's observations, saying over the years he hasn't seen many pelicans in the New South Wales Tablelands region, but he says that doesn't mean they aren't there.
I suspect that's really due to the birds using very high altitudes to fly in over that area. Pelicans are all over Australia, but they're mostly located around the coastline until there are very large inundations in the low-lying areas of sort of central Australia or western New South Wales, places that periodically flood. And then the birds move to those sites to just start breeding when times are right. They fly at somewhere around 3,000 metres, you know, 3 kilometres above the ground.
Wow.
So I suspect that around Bathurst and Orange, the birds are just too high for anyone to notice. I mean, I have no evidence for it just yet. No one does. But they're probably in the air above those places, and they don't drop in altitude until they're actually coming into sites where they might breed or feed.
Our curious questioner, Liz, who lives in Orange, might actually have her beloved pelicans flying right over her all the time. She just doesn't know it.
Yeah, that's highly likely. I mean, it's an awesome question that I'd never actually sat and thought about very much. Another problem in that area might be that there's nothing actually for them to come down to a level where you would see them. The wetlands that exist out west don't exist around Bathurst or Orange. They're probably small, ephemeral, wet places in the past, but with agricultural development and things like that, you tend to lose those as the grass grows over those areas and they're grazed. So really, there's no reason for the birds to stop there anyway.
But Liz's question actually opened up a bigger mystery. If these birds are flying 3 kilometres above the land, how on earth do they know when to descend? Dr. Milton Lewis again.
The million-dollar question. Some people have said that perhaps they're using some sort of odour or scent to pick up where these water events occur. I don't really know whether that's right or wrong. I suspect that when you're at 3 kilometres above the ground, you can actually see the storms a long way away. But maybe they're following air currents that actually come from those big rain lows, the tropical lows and things that come down through New South Wales occasionally and drop a lot of water. They may be able to use those as the lift for their flight, and that naturally takes them to where those big downpours are. Or maybe they just keep circling and watching and get lucky. I'm not sure, but they certainly turn up with absolute precision at places that have a lot of water when it happens.
But to the second part of Liz's question, can a lot of rain in an area change where the pelicans head to? The scientists say yes, they'll head anywhere where there's sufficient water and fish for food. They need about 8 kilos of fish a day. Sometimes these are only temporary areas that pop up during wet times, such as on the floodplains around Bathurst. But at Orange, something is being done that could also attract the pelicans. Nigel Hobden from Orange City Council is showing me a bird island that was built at Gosling Creek about 18 months ago. It was designed to be a safe, feral-free place for local birds to breed, but he says it's had the added benefit of attracting the occasional migratory or nomadic bird like pelicans.
The island, because of its structure, it's got vegetation on it, which the roots of those plants go down through to the water strata, so that pelicans and that sort of thing would possibly identify that there's a refuge for fish in amongst the root system of the plants, and when they come out to feed and that the pelicans, yeah, come down and nab the fish.
Now, we've been very lucky. There's one right there, isn't there, Nigel?
Yeah, we have a pelican out there this morning, which is pretty spectacular. It's not common, I would suggest, here at Gosling Creek. Pelicans must probably use it as a bit of a drought refuge from time to time. So, yeah, you'd see them here maybe a couple of times in a year.
So pelican-loving Liz may see more of these birds in coming times. But have our investigations provided her with a satisfying answer?
Yes and no. It answers why I visually don't see them around Orange. This came after I saw one land out of Gosling Creek one day. But it'd be nice to know further as to what affects their behaviour in that pattern.
If you'd like to read more about some of the other theories and research into the amazing navigational ability of pelicans, plus some great pictures and video, head online to abc.net.au/Central West and click on the Curious Central West button. That's where you can also ask your question of Curious Central West for a future investigation. Next week, we'll be answering the question you voted for in our latest voting round. Why does nearly every town have a royal hotel? Hope you can join me then.